This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Trump administration is warning Americans not to travel overseas because of the global coronavirus pandemic. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The upgraded alert urges Americans not to travel abroad under any circumstances and return home immediately if they are already abroad, unless they are planning to stay for an indefinite period. The previous alert advised reconsidering all international travel, which is called a level 3 alert. This alert is level 4 and is unprecedented, usually reserved for specific countries involved in conflict, natural disasters, or where Americans face specific threats. These alerts are not mandatory. The only way to ban Americans from going abroad would be to invalidate their passports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The coronavirus is starting to have an impact on the U.S. job market. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged by 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the levels of the past year, when the jobless rate fell to a century-low 3.5%. Economists predict a surge in layoffs as efforts to contain the spreading coronavirus result in people losing jobs in a variety of industries. Mike Hemp in Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Thursday a global recession is a near certainty and that current responses to the coronavirus pandemic will not address the complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with the virus.
Guterres said the world is in an unprecedented situation and the rules no longer apply. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus in Italy surpassed 3,400 on Thursday, roughly 150 more than in China, where the outbreak originated. Italy reached the grim milestone on the same day that Wuhan, the original epicenter of the outbreak, recorded no new infections. As Maha Abdeldrawi reports, Italy's health system is finding itself overwhelmed.
Footage shot inside Olio Po Hospital in Cremona, Italy on Thursday shows the strain at the front line of the battle. A hospital normally containing 50 beds now housing 120. And that's still not enough. The sound of ventilators feeding oxygen into lungs are heard as patients lie immobile on their beds. Some are able to sit up and signal to nursing staff behind masks. Others lie on their fronts connected to machines, unable to breathe any other way. With cases still rising, the government is considering further restrictions on the limited amount of outdoor movement currently permitted.
That's Maha Abdeldrawi of Reuters. As the outbreak of COVID-19 worsens in Britain, Londoners are being urged to stay off public transportation and stop mixing with one another. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
London, with a population of almost 9 million people, is at the centre of the British outbreak and holds a third of its confirmed cases. Transit operator Transport for London said it will close up to 40 London Underground stations with reduced services remaining open to allow key workers to make essential journeys. Britons have been urged to work from home and avoid bars, shops and restaurants to slow the spread of the virus, but these public spaces have not yet been ordered to close. However, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the closure of schools nationwide to try and slow the spread of the virus.
We think now that we must apply downward pressure, further downward pressure on that upward curve by closing the schools.
Karen Chamath, London.
Turkey's defense ministry said Thursday two of its soldiers were killed in northwestern Syria in a rocket attack by what it called radical groups. One other soldier was wounded in the attack, adding that its forces had opened fire on targets in the area. Turkey backs rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and agreed to a ceasefire with Russia, who backs the Syrian government 2 weeks ago. And suspected Islamist militants killed 29 Malian soldiers on Thursday in an attack on a base in the country's northeast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack in the town of Tarkent, which is about 125 kilometers north of the city of Gao. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.